we're going to get into the thick of it now. You've talked to us a little bit about your background. You've talked to us about how you connected with Ed and Lorraine Warren. They would fill you in on these cases, talk to you through it, show you the evidence, show you these stories, and then they invite you out into the field. Mm-hmm. And you start helping to investigate. Now, when you start this, I mean, are you getting thrown in the deep end of the pool, Joe, or are you basically the PA? Are you the one running to get their coffees and pick up some donuts or, you know, for them while they're doing the case, and you're on hand for an extra set of hands if they need you?
Well, no, I mean, Laurel and I had a very special relationship with Ed and Lorraine. They would come to our house for dinner a lot. We would go to their house or we would go out. You know, we formed a bond. I remember Ed said to me one day, you know, kid, he goes, you're the grandson I always wish I had. He does have a grandson, my friend Chris. And he used to just tease Chris because sometimes they would butt heads, you know. But I know he loved me. And Lorraine and my wife were very close. So it's almost like they have accepted me into their family. I remember fondly a year or two ago, I was at John's house talking and he looked at me, he goes, Joe, you're family. He goes, you're like a brother to me. And that really got me in the feels, you know, because they really accepted me as a family member and I would attend picnics at the house and dinners and things like that. So it wasn't just like I was just an investigator to them. I felt special. At least they made me feel special.
Well, I understand that. But I mean, in the beginning, when you're first starting to go, are you just right into it as being part of the family, part of the investigators, or are they keeping you still at a safe distance? So if things go wrong quickly, you're not in the crosshairs.
Well, I mean, the first thing got me into was spirit photography, for example. Mm-hmm. I remember the first thing we ever did together was on a Saturday or Sunday afternoon to 2 p.m. We went to a cemetery to take photographs. Ironically, it's the same cemetery where they laid to rest, Stepney Cemetery in Monroe, Connecticut. And he was interested. He was easing me in. I'm sorry. I'm trying to answer your question. He eased me into it. But as time progressed, I would go on cases with him. I remember there was one case where I was actually attacked physically and it was totally out of the blue. I wasn't expecting it. I was 350 pounds, 6'3", you know, not scared of anybody except my wife maybe, but you know, and we were at this house that was having issues and I was thrown across the room. Like Ed was teaching me what he called religious provocation, you know, use these holy relics or blessed objects to try to draw these things out of the shadows. And I was thrown about 12 feet. Like I was a rag doll. Again, you know, I'm still a big guy, even though I'm an old man now, but I was a weightlifter, you know, 350 pounds, you know, and.
But Joe, when you said you're thrown, did it feel like physical hands picked you up and threw you? Did it feel like you hit a wall of energy? How can you explain that to me?
It felt to me like I was pushed and pulled at the same time. It was almost like a hurricane force wind, almost. And I went from here to there in a split second. And it had to have been 10 or 12 feet because I remember impacting the wall with my right shoulder and leaving a hole in the wall. And people were like, oh, I tell the story. And people were like, well, weren't you scared? I go, yeah. I was scared out of my mind. I couldn't process what just happened to me. But then I got up and I was pissed. You know, I was pissed off. But that was my first introduction to something. And that had to have been something demonic. You know, I mean, Casper, the friendly ghost, doesn't have that kind of power, you know, but I've been punched, scratched, burned, bitten, you know, like I said, thrown across the room. But that was the first time that had ever happened to me. And, you know, Ed was in the house. He was in another area of the house and he comes out and he said, what just happened? You know? And then the house shortly thereafter was successfully, I don't want to say exercised. That's more for a human being, but it was cleansed. And the family moved anyway. The family was terrified. This was a family. You walk in the front door and all their belongings, everything they owned was in the living room. They didn't want to venture off the areas of the house, you know, like divide and conquer kind of thing.
Wow.
When they were huddled together, they seemed to, or at least felt safe, you know. But when they would wander, you know, someone would go to the bathroom alone, they would have an experience in the bathroom where they couldn't open the door or whatever. Or they'd see this grotesque face in the mirror. So what they used to do is when somebody would go to the bathroom, they'd leave the door ajar and then hold the hands of someone that's standing outside in the hall. You know, things like that. These people were terrified. You know, so this is very, very real. And, you know, today it seems that a lot of these groups make a mockery out of that. Like, you know, it's like, oh, I wish that would happen to me, or I wish I could experience that. And I'm like, no, you don't.
Right.
You don't, you know, be careful what you wish for.